stand in the face of your sorrow and say, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. There is a breakthrough that happens. You're receiving the enemy because you perceived him to be big. He is not a lion. He walks like a lion. He's not a lion. He walks like a lion. So really, he's like a cat. And you keep giving cats lion privileges. And so you are trying to figure out why it's not working out. You're consumed by this like a lion. Consumed by the weapons forming. Consumed by the infertile, dry place. Consumed by it's been so long. Consumed by the lameness. Consumed by the bondage. Consumed by the yokes of the enemy. Because it's been so long. Whether you be an infertile person, because we all have levels in life where we could produce better, be better. Whether you have received the promise of Isaac or even have an Ishmael. Whether you are there or not, there is a laugh that happens when God confirms you're going to get your promise. It's over. Your suffering is almost over. This time next year, you're going to get up out of this lame spot right now. And this time next year, we're going to see the production of your fruit. If you believe it, stand up. This time next year, I'm going to produce the fruit God promised me. This time next year, I'm going to have what thus saith the Lord. This time next year, I will not be.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
It's getting by us, but if you have your Bibles, I want you to turn to Mark chapter 14, and I want to read verses 3 to verse 9. I'm going to read rather fast because I want to get us and hear these words. It says, "And being in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, as he sat near, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment of spikenard, very precious, and she broke the box and poured it on his head. And there were some that had indignation within themselves and said, why was this waste of this ointment made? For it might have been sold for more than 300 pence. Have been given to the poor, and they murmured against her. Jesus said, let her alone. Why trouble ye her? She has wrought a good work on me. For ye have the poor with you always, and whensoever ye will, ye may do them good. But me you have not always. She has done what she could. She has come aforehand to anoint my body to the burying. Verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached throughout the whole world, this also that she has done shall be spoken for a memorial of her. You may be seated. Looking at that ninth verse, and it begs a question. And the question is, what will your memorial be, or will your memorial be a lasting one? Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Will your memorial be a lasting one? Will your memorial be a lasting one? If someone looks back on our life years from now, what will they remember about us? Very few, if any, of us will probably have our names in the history books of the future. Therefore, much of what we do in life will be quickly forgotten. You see, very little, if anything, we do will be remembered by subsequent generations. But what is more likely to happen is that we will be remembered by those whose lives we have touched. You see, one day our names will be listed in the deceased column of some memorial program where we too will be memorialized. But the question of the day, what will your memorial be? Will it be a lasting one? Praise God. I have no intention to try to make this as morbid, but we're going to get to where I'm going here in a minute. You see, in our text, we have the action of a woman identified in Matthew and John's gospel as Mary. Her deed had a lasting scores of generations. I'm talking about a deed which our Lord and our Savior accepted and commended. What was it about Mary's deed that caused Jesus Christ to declare in verse 9? Let me read it again. Praise God. Verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached throughout the world, this also that she had done shall be spoken of a memorial of her. You see, how can we, my brothers and my sisters, apply the principles of her actions to our lives, that Christ will accept that what we can leave as a legacy for those who come behind us? You see, as we look at our text, there are four reasons why Mary's memorial was a lasting memorial. Praise God. The first one is that she gave out of the depths of her love for Jesus Christ. Praise God. You see, many people do things for God, praise God, for God and for men, but they do them for the wrong motives. Amen. I'm here to tell us, praise God, that God judges the motivations
behind why people do things they do. In the book of 1 Chronicles chapter 26, we see when David, praise God, thought that he was going to build the ark, the house for the ark. Praise God, God told him that, David, you are not going to build this ark. But guess what? Your son Solomon is going to build this ark. And I want you to listen at the words at 1 Chronicles chapter 28, verses 9 and 10, what David said to Solomon. David said, and Solomon, my son, learn to know the God of your ancestors intimately. He said, worship and serve him with your whole heart and a willing mind. For the Lord sees every heart and knows every plan and thought. Praise God. If you seek him, you will find him. But if you forsake him, he will reject you forever. So take this seriously. The Lord has chosen you to build a temple as his sanctuary. Be strong and do the work. Praise God. What am I trying to say? Whatever we do, let it be done for Christ. Praise God. Because this lady, in the deed that she did it because she was seeking Christ and she loved Christ from the depths of her heart. She was seeking, praise God, to altogether glorify Jesus Christ. Let me see your hands in here today. If you come, praise God, to glorify Jesus Christ. Amen. I see right now I'm gonna have to preach this thing a different way. Praise God. You see, little did Mary know, praise God, little did Mary know that there in the 20th century that there was going to be a songwriter by the name of Raymond Raspberry who would write a song about her and about others. Y'all know what the song is. Only what you do for Christ will last. You see, her heart was filled with gratitude, praise God, and love, and therefore she had to do something for her Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Somebody say, why did she do so much? Praise God. If you go to the book of Luke chapter 8 verse 2, it'll let you know that Jesus healed, had cast out 10 demons from her body. Praise God. Not only that, you know that she was the sister, praise God, of Martha, and she was the sister of Lazarus. Praise God. So what did that tell me? And you know what Jesus Christ did for their brother Lazarus. Not only that, she was the cousin of Simon the leper, and God had done so many marvelous things in that family that this lady, praise God, she decided that she was going to give and she was going to love God from the very depths of her heart. And I'm here to tell you, my brothers and sisters, we are to do the same thing. Praise God. She loved God from the depths of her heart. But the second thing we find that this lady did, praise God, she gave sacrificially. Praise God. Because if we look at verse 3, it tells us that she broke the box of this costly ointment, praise God, this precious ointment, and she poured it over Jesus' head. In other words, this ointment was expensive, praise God. It was so expensive that so many people, praise God, would save for a whole year just to provide this type of ointment for their funeral services, praise God. This box of ointment was valued at 300 pence, praise God, denarius, because history tells us, praise God, that an average daily wage for a worker in that day was one denarius a day, making this spikenard that she had was equivalent to a whole year's worth of wages, praise God. You see, it is significant in our text to say that she broke it, amen. In other words, she was determined to serve Jesus Christ 100%. Praise God. You know, somebody said it this morning. I thought maybe, praise God, I forgot who it was in our Sunday school lesson that said that, Deacon Buckner, I believe it was, that said 99 and a half just won't do. I thought he was just having a flashback to Wilson Pickett. But praise God, he was just making it real. Amen. We got to give 100% to God. And that's exactly what This lady did. You know what she did? She kept nothing back for herself. And the reason I know that she did not keep anything back from herself, because in breaking the box, praise God, she had to pull all of it out. Amen. She didn't save anything for herself. I don't care how expensive it was. I don't care if it was a 1 year's wedge. She broke it and she used it all to glorify God. In other words, she gave sacrificially. Look what Mark chapter 4, verse 14, verse 8 says. It says, and she had done what she could, she has come aforehand to anoint my body for the burying. You see, God never asks us to do more than what we can, praise God. But he asks, praise God, and he expects us to do all that we can. Let me back up and say that again. Praise God. God never asks us to do more than what we can, but he asks and he expects us to do all that we can. You see, Jesus did all that he could for us, praise God, when he laid it all on that hill called Calvary. He did everything for us. Praise God. Sometimes people ask me, why do you spend so much time in the church? Why do you spend so much time walking around the church? Do you do that out of, as a sacrifice? No, praise God. I don't do it. I do it, praise God, because I know that it takes work to build a ministry. Praise God. Can I just hip you to something this morning? You see, they tell me that a ministry that costs nothing accomplishes nothing. A ministry that costs nothing accomplishes nothing. If you want to have a ministry that's going to do something, praise God, it's going to cost you something. I tell the kids all the time in school, I said, if you're trying to find something that's easy, praise God, if you want to major in something that's going to be very, very easy, praise God, 9 times out of 10 is not going to do you any good. Praise God, because anything that's going to be worth something is going to cause you to do some work for it. Amen. What am I trying to tell us? Praise God. We ought to give unto our God sacrificiously. I want to ask just several questions this morning. Could we love Jesus, pray, and praise more? Could we live lives that are more holy? Praise God. Could we seek to share Jesus more? Or are we doing all we can to do, praise God, or are we complaining about, praise God, complaining, because we are asking to do more than what we want to do. But look what I'm trying to make. But what mattered to her wasn't what the people thought, praise God. What mattered to her was what Jesus thought. You see, he was her all and all. Amen. I know y'all remember the story started in the third chapter, ended in the fourth chapter of the book of Acts, when the first miracle that was performed in the New Testament church, praise God, when Peter and John went to the gate called Beautiful, praise God, and healed this lame man, praise God. And what did those folks try to tell him when they healed this lame man? They tried to run them out of town, when you go to the fourth chapter, and told them, we don't even want you, praise God, to preach and teach in his name no more. But praise God, but look what they said Acts chapter 4, verse 18 to 20. And they said, and they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor to teach in the name of Jesus. But look what Peter and John said. Peter and John answered and said unto them, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye. For we cannot but speak the things which we have heard and what we have seen. In other words, what I'm trying to tell you, just like that woman, praise God, Peter to Peter and John, Jesus was their all and all. And this woman, Jesus was her all and all. And let me tell you something, my brothers and sisters, he should be your all and all. But the second thing that they criticized her about is because they thought that she was being wasteful. Amen. Look what they said in verse 4 and 5. Praise God. It said, there were some that had indignation within themselves and said, why was this waste of this ointment made? For it might have been sold for more than 300 pence and have been given to the poor. Praise God. And they murmured against her. In other words, they were criticizing her. You see, praise God, every action there is an equal and opposite reaction. Praise God. Or should I say a criticism? You see, when we do something for Christ Jesus and know that we are right, we should not concern ourselves about what other people may say or what they're going to think of us. Praise God. All we need to do, praise God, is allow the Spirit of God just to lead us. Praise God. And we do what we know is right. Praise God. Abraham Lincoln once said, and he said, I want to quote this because this is very important. Look what Lincoln said. Lincoln said, I did the very best I can. I mean to keep on going. And he said that if the end brings me out all right, then what is said against me won't matter. Here's what he said. He said, if I'm wrong, praise God, he said, 10 angels swearing I was right won't make a difference. Praise God. He said that, he said, because all I want to do is to do those things that are right for my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That great English evangelist by the name of George Whitefield, praise God, he learned that it was more important to please God than to please man. Yeah. Knowing that he was going, that he was doing what was honoring to his Lord, kept him from discouragement when he was facing accusations from his enemy. Praise God. And at one point in his ministry, Whitefield received a vicious letter accusing him of wrongdoing. Praise God. And in his reply, he was brief. He didn't try to even defend himself. Praise God. Look what Whitefield wrote. Praise God. He said that, I thank you heartily for your letters. Praise God. He says, as for what you and my enemies are saying against me, he said, I know worse things about myself than you will ever know and what you can ever say. He said, but with God, with my love in Christ, praise God. And he signed it, my love in Christ, George Whitefield. You see, he did not try to defend himself. He was much more concerned about pleasing God. And the question is, are we seeking to please God or are we seeking to please man? Praise God. This woman that gave of this expensive ointment, she was out to please God, and she was not worried about the criticism of man. Finally, and as I get ready to close here, praise God, she not only did she gave selflessly with no thought of recognition, with no thought of reward, with no thought of return. You see, mentioned in verse 3, praise God, lets us know that she broke the box and she poured it out on Jesus' head. When you break a jar, praise God, with liquids in it, praise God, it's virtually impossible for you to control the flow of the fluid. You cannot save what is poured out. You see, it is spent and you cannot get it back. Therefore, she gave all she could give with no thought about getting anything back. In other words, she broke the alabaster box to give all of it, not keeping anything for herself. In other words, this was selflessness. You see, we as Christians are exalted to give our all to Christ, not for reward, not because it is the right thing to do, praise God, but because it is the right thing to do. You see, God will reward us for doing what is right. But reward or recognition should never be our motive for doing anything. Praise God. We ought to want to do the things that we do for Christ because of the things that he has done for us. Somebody say, what has he done for you today, preacher? I can say he did a whole lot of things, but let me make it just a little plainer. Praise God, somebody asked me, what did he do for you? I said, he woke me up this morning. Somebody said, name something else that he did. He woke me up this morning. Give me one other thing that he did this morning for you. He woke me up this morning. Praise God, because if he had not woke me up, I'd still be sleeping. Praise God. I'm trying to tell us today we ought to do like this woman did. Proverbs 10:7 says, the memory of the just, talking about the righteous, is blessed, but the name of the wicked is not so. Praise God. Let me ask the question again. Will your memorial be a lasting one? Will you give of your service deep the love for Jesus Christ? Will you give sacrificiously? Will you do, praise God, your best regardless of what men say about you? Praise God, will you, praise God, give everything that God has given to you? What I'm trying to tell you this morning, your name may not be written in Encyclopedia Britannica. Your name may not be written in any other history book or any other encyclopedia. But praise God, if you do everything for Christ, your name will be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Hallelujah. I just sat here and talked everything that the woman gave. But let me go back and think about what my Lord gave. Over 2,000 years ago, I'm going to tell you what my Lord gave. He gave it up for me. He put on a robe of glory. Hallelujah. Where they marched him up a hill called Calvary. Praise God, whipped him all night long. Somebody took and put a crown of thorns on his head, but he kept on walking, kept on moving, put the cross across his back, but he kept on moving, kept on walking up the hill. I know the cross got too heavy for him, and they had to put it on somebody else, but he kept on walking up that hill, and when he got up the hill, they nailed nails through his hands, they drove a spike through his feet, somebody pierced him in his side. I'm trying to tell you what he gave. Praise God. They lifted him up high, stretched him out wide, and he locked his head in his shoulder, and he died. Didn't he die? He died. Didn't he die? And they took him down off of that cross, put him in a borrowed grave. Hallelujah. Where he stayed 3 days and 3 nights. But early, 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 one Sunday morning, he got up with all power in his hand. Power to heal the sick. Power to raise the dead. Power to set the captives free. He got up with all power in his hand. Hallelujah. How do you want to be memorialized? Hallelujah. The only thing, I don't care if they say praise God, he preached well. If they say Lord God, he sang well. That stuff don't mean nothing. The only thing that I want to hear, I want to hear him say, well done, well done, well done, thy good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. Just come on up. Come on.